have an account like that at Ford. I mean, that raised a lot of eyebrows and generated a lot of conversation, I'm sure, because it's a gutsy kind of thing that really is not, you know, you don't witness that very often. But I would, that would be what I would, guess is that it was Leo's handiwork.
Did you ever get the, was there any, ever any joking in executive committee meetings that this was becoming Ford country in terms of former Ford executives now working for Mr. Ankoka?
Well, yeah, I've heard the remark at a number of times. It, you know, but not too frequently. But I've heard people say that, and of course, it's and it's always been in a, you know, a good-natured climate. That it's it may not have been good-natured, but I didn't notice it. If it, I wouldn't have known if it wasn't. I'm not terribly sensitive about that, but it. I took it to be good-natured.
Well, it's interesting to an outside observer that he picked the people he that he worked with well and harmoniously, and whom he felt could make a signal contribution to the recovery of the country.
Yes, yes, I was very, you know, very honored by being given this opportunity, and always have been. It's a very, very. I've described it probably all too frequently as being the highlight of my career, and I'm very sincere about that. It really is, and it's it goes way beyond financial considerations, and it covers a broad range when I make that statement. But it's as I alluded to earlier in this part of the interview, I've the atmosphere here, the people within Chrysler who are Chrysler people, the people that I mentioned refer to themselves not any longer, at least not frequently, but when I first came here called themselves the survivors. Those people have really represented you know, a very important part of my life, because they have exhibited their you know, qualities that are rarely found in business. They're I had way beyond my expectations, quite frankly, here. Because you know, it's I've mentioned human nature. I mean, I thought, my God, you have a situation where things are so bad. These people are going to, you know, have an attitudinal situation that reflects the concern about their future, and it'll express itself in ways that are not particularly pleasant.
You expected to find it demoralized?
Oh, yes. Well, they weren't demoralized at all. No, it's just fantastic. They were unbelievable. The spirit and the way they approached their responsibilities and their jobs, and you know, and I've mentioned it from time to time, because it's part of the of a number of things that I've observed. I've been very conscious of their acceptance of me, which has been obviously a very important thing to me. You know, I'm an outsider coming from Ford, and I'm reducing the organization by 50%. Some areas of the organization here are as high as 70%. So Not that, obviously, I'm not so naive as to think that that everybody, that I'm loved and everybody thinks that I'm the great, you know, I'm the be-all to end-all. I'm not saying that, but let's just say that they have been extremely, extremely supportive and very, very nice and just excellent, excellent. Excellent people to work with. I'm very, very honored.
In other words, Mr. Iacocca had created, in large part, this supportive atmosphere for me.
Oh, he had, no question about it. Yes, yeah, he was a, he was, you know, the previous Chrysler management that had changed, as it does in most companies. And certainly we went through a series of changes in the upper echelon at Ford, but over the many years, and I mentioned that. At Chrysler, they had to endure changing management. And with some of these top people come some characteristics that are not necessarily comforting and reassuring to the individual worker. They work hard, and I'm sure they did. They tirelessly, but they were, I'm sure, aware of some of these managements that existed here at Chrysler that raised serious doubts about them as you know, as individuals who didn't demonstrate the level of concern for the individuals who contributed so much. Mr. Iacocca, of course, leaves no doubt that he cares and he's interested and he is devoted, and those things have been a pillar of support that the people here at Chrysler have enjoyed. And
depending on the amount of time you have this morning, could you take us back to that initial presentation of the Cutlass Buster? And,
oh yes, if you just the in pursuit of this this G29, which I had felt so strongly about for the company. As a companion piece to the G24, on the basis, as I mentioned earlier, of the G24 being, as I characterized it, a boy racer, appealing to youthful people who want a sports car. Obviously, the world is out there is full of cars of that type. This was of some concern to me as well, because Chrysler had no established reputation in this particular area. We had not built, there had been some toe-in-the-water kinds of things over the years at Chrysler, but nothing really as total as the G24. And I was attracted to the success of the Olds Cutlass and the need for Chrysler to reinforce in the youthful area a vehicle that was of that would qualify, so to speak, because Chrysler had the Murata and the Cordoba and the Imperial, which were three outstanding designs which they couldn't give away. I mean, incredible. I mean, they just, people wouldn't buy them. And I won't go into why. I don't know that I know in detail why that transpired. But they, I think one of the concerns that I saw signs of was that they had no family relationship. There was not a line of cars like in Oldsmobile, which has some breadth to it. You have a Murata and a Cordoba sitting there, two nice looking coupes, but apparently something is missing. You have to give it more breadth, and it was in pursuit of that that I wanted the G29. And when I finished that car, as I said, it was painted black. I had it covered in the dome. I had the committee seated at the conference table in the dome, and I had the lights down low and just the lights for the conduct of the meeting up to the introductory point of the car, and then the spotlights, I had arranged to have the spotlights come on the car, and the cover removed, and it really was a high impact car. I mean, the management really was, you know, I would say just kind of shocked by it, because it was as self-serving as this could be mistaken for. It was beautiful, as it is today. They oohed and awed and embarked on some comments, which this kind of a situation can enlist. It's rare to show something and have them all join in unison and agree that it's beautiful. So I've been around too long to expect that. So they usually embark on a series of comments that are kind of cut you off at the ankles. Nothing personal. They just, it's a nature of human beings, I guess. So there was one remark that one of the gentlemen made that he thought one of the members of the committee did think it was attractive and really and then one of them thought that the roof being as static as it was by design and intention was not appropriate with this aerodynamic front end, and it went on, you know, into a series of comments that were, you know, tolerant, and then some that were kind of unflattering. We came out of the meeting with a comment from the chairman made me feel somewhat reassured, although I knew what the end was going to be, that it was worthy of a financial analysis being done, at least. So we followed that presentation with another one maybe a week or two later, which contained the work of the analysts, where they had an opportunity to establish the investment level and to establish the timing and so forth. And they did a job on it, like they do frequently. They stacked the deck, really. There's no question about it. They jacked the figures up a little bit, and so it was harder to swallow as far as the decision is concerned. And
there was that collective opposition to something that might have pulled them out of the doldrums a little bit earlier.
Well, I think probably the single most important factor was the very real shortage of money.
Oh, I see.
Very real. I'd already embarked on what I felt was a very important series of cars, and that's the E-class cars that we derived the front drive version of the New Yorker from that E-class base, lengthened the wheelbase 3 inches and gave it a more substance and more of a so that family of cars was underway, and from the investment level, of course, that's taxing to a company that's on the ragged edge.
Yes.
So I think that I wanted to keep, we had to keep the pursuit of the T-115 alive.
Which was?
That's our van that we have, the minivan. And that was that's a high investment program. And so there were other things, really. It wasn't just somebody singled me out to, to shoot down that day. But I really feel that it would have been an excellent car for us. In reality, the opportunity to, we could have filled the plant, I think, more our facilities. We could have gone to opened an additional plant, or we could have filled up the one plant with the volumes of both G24 and G29, I think, and done extremely well with it. Those are crossings in the road, or a Y in the road that you take during your career, and many times you wonder how it would have been if you'd have gone down the other direction. And I'm quite convinced it would have been a successful car.
Someday we'll have to have an exhibit built around that.
Yes,
a little history supplied by yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. It's it wears very well, that car. I've had it out for my own review privately. I've had it in the dome, and I did it when Ford introduced the Cougar. Just to see, I got a Cougar, rented one, and one of their Thunderbirds as well, because we've got another car that's coming out in '86, that the J body coupe, that I wanted to see our J coupe and compare it privately with the Thunderbird. We've had the Thunderbird and our J coupe, both a Dodge. We'll offer a Dodge and Chrysler coupe version of the J, and I had a pretty good idea of what I expected to turn out, and it came out even better than I expected. Did very, very well in the market research of the comparing the two cars. Did beautifully. It was a real.
Don't let it get away.
No. I'll
then,
hang on to it.
In the time that we have left, Mr. De La Rosa, could you expand on your feelings for what you have accomplished in design in the last 5 years, and what you have ahead of you in the next 5 years?
Well, I'm very. I would like very much to do that. As you know, we've done an outstanding job of handling the K car, which I have had very early when I came over here. In fact, when I saw the photographs of it in Lee's office, and when I actually saw the car, a little interesting vignette on that. The people here at Chrysler in the design organization made some surprising comments about the K car. They, as much as they liked it, many of them had actually worked on it, but particularly the ones perhaps that hadn't worked directly on the car, they, as nice as they agreed with me that it is, they thought the K car was a bit high and a bit boxy. I took a different tack entirely on that, because when I could get a K car, the pre-production models, I did an analysis over here in a parking lot of the K and the X car from GM. My opinion never changed about the cars. The X car was kind of a non-event to me. It's not offensive, but it is not a car that you draws your attention on the street. I had the feeling, and I believe I'm right, the K car is an attention getter. It's a very positive statement. It is a good statement. It says, look at me, and it looks like quality, and it carries six passengers, and it's architecturally, it's not a potato, it's a squarish architectural car, but it is so in an inoffensive way. I think it's a very nice design, and I looked forward to that car from the very start having a long life, which it does have, it will have, and I've worked on a lot of them from its origin to, you know, up to today's product, which is coming out the 84, we have a freshening action that we've invested in for the 85 and 86, and it's a very, very, you'll be pleased. It's very nice looking, very important evolution of a well-designed original concept. I've had a chance to lead the organization in pursuit of the T-115, which is our minivan that's out on the street today, which is very successful. We're going to be expanding that to include a Chrysler line as well as Dodge and Plymouth, and also we're going to stretch it 15 inches, so there'll be a in the future we'll offer a V6 engine as well as turbocharging. So these are all positive steps. Additionally, we have we've done as I mentioned earlier, the J-body coupe family, and we just finished the replacement of the K car, which will come out in 87, and it's a completely new car.
Right.
But I'm pleased to say that we had a consciousness or an awareness of the background of the product and the fact that I'm an evolutionary oriented person, I guess. And so it's a fresh car, very modern, heavy departure from the original K, but there are elements in the design that will, I think, attract owners of K cars back to Chrysler Corporation. Also, we have a new LeBaron that will follow and expand the LeBaron, which is offered today, and of course that LeBaron stays through 86 in an evolutionary way of the four-door and two-door. Those remain in the marketplace, and then we have the new H-body, which I worked on, which comes out as well as in production now, or will be. It is in production. Is headed toward introduction very shortly, and that's an effort to fill an area that shows up as something of a void in Chrysler's product line, and that is, again, the youth market importance shows up, because our cars, while we've enjoyed success, our cars, our owner body is perhaps generally in the 50, you know, 55, 50, 55 year and older category, and that worries the management. And it obvious for obvious reasons, we should attract more young people to our cars, and we attract them with our G24. True, we did with in a limited way with the Shelby Cobra,
mm-hmm.
or the not the Shelby Cobra, but the Shelby Charger.
But the laser?
The laser is a G24.
Oh, that's a G24.
Yeah, we did the Shelby Charger in collaboration with Carol. I was on an L24 chassis, and our vehicle, really. We did special colors and specials. We worked with him on that. And it was
the Daytona.
The Daytona.
Right.
But we need a 4 and 5 passenger Euro sedan, I think, very badly. And we have it this fall. It's a very strong car. That's the H body that's coming in. That'll be offered in Dodge and Chrysler. And it's a real, you know, even though I have to listen every fall to the negative attitude of marketing and salespeople whose primary mission in life, I think, is looking at 10-day reports. And so they always are a bit thumbs down about your new products, and they have spent a lot of time trying to worry the chairman and let us all know that we may have had a clinker here, you know, but it isn't going to be. It's going to be fabulous. It really is.
If I were to ask you to sum up your design philosophy in a few pithy sentences, what would that be, do you think?
Well, I would say from a philosophy point of view, I think it's to exploit effectively an incredibly outstanding opportunity for a human being to be a participant in the creation of products that you don't style, you do design, you do think, you do look at the there is a totality that you can give this subject that demonstrates that you're aware of the total picture, and you don't do funny cars. You don't you consider all of the aspects of market, of importance of evolution, and the importance of your role, the importance of your role in the context that it's extremely important that the designer never be a casual or withdrawn or in any way that reduces his importance and reduces himself to what I've mentioned probably more times than I should, which I characterize as grunt status, where he is exploited by others, because that only happens when he doesn't live up to his responsibilities. And we challenge things that we don't believe are right for the company. That's extremely important. If somebody wants to reduce or limit something, reduce something because of cost, I think, are obliged to challenge it. We challenge things, decisions that engineering makes, decisions that product planning makes, as far as our VMI is concerned. We don't.
VMI.
That's our profit. Vehicle profit. It's a measure of that they use to determine the profit that'll be generated with a particular decision, and it could be the the feeling that the customer might experience in the operating of a switch, or the feeling of the knob, or the way the lettering is handled on it. If it looks cheap, if it's a device that is difficult to handle and to move, those things are all very, very important to the designer. And it's not appropriate, although it's frequently, in my experience, been a failing of designers, is to criticize others, criticize engineering, criticize product planning, criticize management. That complaining about the subjects is a very unfortunate thing. We don't have that condition. I don't permit it. I haven't encouraged it. We don't have that condition at Chrysler, where there is an understanding among the design here, the design staff, of what our goals are and what our responsibility is. And management has been supportive in that regard. They expect it from us. It has its rewards, quite frankly.
One last, not so frivolous question. Did you ever think of reviving the DeSoto line?
No, I really haven't. I'll have to look into that, and perhaps the next time we're together, I can react to that. I don't know. That's because that was an interesting looking car. I think it's a good name. It did fail, but it doesn't have a connotation that the Edsel has. The Edsel would be hard to breathe life back into. No slight intended for Mr. Edsel Ford, certainly, but it's something that people will hang on to for generations, perhaps. And in the case of the DeSoto, I don't see any reason that we'd have to take our lumps from the press. Of course, those people thrive on that kind of thing. So we'd probably get a few eyebrows would be raised. But I think it would be interesting to look at it. It made a design statement that was extremely good and would be adaptable to today's shapes that we're using. So I'll give that some thought and talk to you further about it.
Thank you, Mr. Delarosa.